Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and we're looking this week at a continuation of our series, The Night That Changed Everything. As we get ready for Christmas, we're trying to see the impact of that night 2,000 years ago on different segments of society. We've already looked at how it was a night that changed the religious, and last week we saw how it was a night that changed the powerful. And this week, we're going to look at how it was a night that changed the poor. Now, in our society, we usually try to hide poverty. A few years ago, when the Olympics were going to be held in Atlanta, there were reports in the news about how homeless people were being shipped out of town just for the special occasion. It was clear that Atlanta didn't want people to see all of Atlanta. They didn't want people to see the underbelly, the poverty that was a part of life in their city. It was easier to hide it away than to prominently showcase it to the world when the world was watching, as they always do during the Olympics. Sometimes we'd rather hide poverty because it scares us or makes us feel uncomfortable. It might make us ask questions we don't want to wrestle with about ourselves or our society. Sometimes we find that poverty presents us with unsolvable problems where we want a quick fix and we just can't find one. Maybe you've seen the subway ads in Toronto for Covenant House. You can barely read the text on it. It's so small, and it's answering the question of why can't that kid just get a job or that homeless kid just get off the street? And I love how they fill up the entire poster, one of those giant subway posters, with some of the reasons why a kid might be on the street. Some of these issues are so complex that we find it easier to just hide them from view, to just ignore them, to say, you know, out of sight, out of mind. Sometimes we're not wanting to answer questions about our own lives because we find them complex as well. We don't want to look at our own spending. We don't want to look at our own indebtedness. We don't want to think about those things, and so it's easier to push other people's problems out of the frame so it keeps our problems out of view as well. You might remember when Prince George was born earlier this year. He was the first royal prince to be born in a long, long time without a cabinet minister present. They always made sure that a trustworthy and powerful member of society was present at the birth of royal to vouch that this was indeed the royal child. And yet here in this story, we have poor parents and poor shepherds as the very first people to see this baby and to vouch for who he is. Something very strange is going on in this story, and we're going to look later on this week at why that is. Now, in light of our own culture's ways of hiding poverty, or at least hiding from poverty, it could be surprising or shocking for us to discover what a prominent role the poor play in the story of Jesus' birth at Christmas 2,000 years ago. We're going to look in particular at two ways that presents itself. First of all, in Jesus' own family, the circumstances in which he was born, and also the shepherds who visited Jesus as one of his first visitors. We're going to see how important of a role they play in the story and the connection to their life circumstances and then to our own. But first of all, I've got a question for you to think about. What role do the poor play in our world? We'll have a great discussion. I hope you'll share your discussion with somebody else in your life, from the train or bus or from work or from the neighborhood, just somebody you see regularly. I hope you're sharing all our discussion questions with them, even if you're not together to watch the videos. Have a great one, and I'll see you tomorrow.